poupou. Quem poupou? Quem poupou? They have a sex practice called feasting, and then they eat the poopoo.
My
poopoo.
So hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for feasting. What am I to well? Good
and no leaking.
The hard work from the old town that I know as such, and this is blood. You can't touch it. I told you, homeboy,
poopoo comes out.
Yeah, that's how we living in, you know.
They enjoy it.
Look at my eyes, man.
Poo poo. Hey, I mean, who got these guys sincerely?
Fresh new girls and bands. You got it like that, now you know you want to dance.
Like ice cream.
And get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling.
Eepa!
Pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that.
Eepa!
Like that.
Eepa!
So all them back, let them know that you're too much. And this is
poo poo.
They can't touch.
It is so painful, they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it, like ice cream.
Why you standing there, man?
Okay. Poo-poo.
Yo, sound the bell, school is in trouble.
Children, please step out.
Give me a song, or poo-poo, making them sweat, that's what I'm giving them now.
Like this.
They know, you talk about the hammer, you talking about a show that's hot.
Poo-poo,
and poo-poo. Those are sweating so fast, I'm a whiteboard tape.
Poo-poo,
to learn,
and no leaking, like this.
The charts, legit, either work hard or you might as well
eat that poo-poo.
That word. Because you know,
poo poo, we do not want this sickness. Poo poo, this is sick, we do not want.
Break it down.
They start off by touching each other's genitals and smelling each other. As if that is not enough, he puts the hand deeper. Is this what he wants to bring to Africa as a human right to eat the poo poo of our children?
Hey Freaks, it's Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, which president deep dicks Abraham Lincoln? Plus, just your standard fuck party, sending shit in the mail, and Google can't tell the difference between blacks and gorillas. Uh-oh. All this with your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Sometimes when Tim dreams about girls, he will awake to find that semen has discharged from his penis.
Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great program. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. We'll get into that in just a second. Yes, I found an Abraham Lincoln-themed sex story. So, y'all have that to look forward to. Before we get into the story, though, I wanted to play a short clip from a documentary called The Gift. It is, after all, Sextastic Tuesday, so I feel comfortable playing this very steamy, hot clip from a documentary all about getting HIV. Yes, this documentary is about gift givers and bug chasing on the Sideshow exclusive portion of the show, because we're doing an extended one today. Over on the extended portion, I will be playing more clips from this very disturbing documentary. Can't believe I've never played clips from this before. But the part that I wanted to share with you today is from the planning of Ken Boy's gangbang birthday party. Now, Ken Boy is a young man who enjoys the bareback sex and can't wait to get AIDS.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
He doesn't care what type of AIDS. Don't care if it's chocolate, peanut butter, tutti frutti AIDS. He just wants to get infected with HIV. And then, you know, which will eventually morph into full-bloom AIDS.
Full-bloom AIDS.
That's what I said. All right, so here we go. While you and I might have birthday parties at a local Chili's or an Applebee's, maybe a Dave & Buster's, this young man wants to have a fuck party.
Here for our standard fuck party.
A standard fuck party. We're all here for a standard fuck party.
Here for our standard fuck party.
I like that there's such a thing as a standard fuck party. Your run-of-the-mill fuck party. Nothing fancy, no frills, it's just a standard fuck party. Who gets to determine what a standard fuck party is? Is there some sort of governing board for fuck parties? All right, I'm sorry.
Here for our standard fuck party that we generally hold here once a month. I mean, the rules basically have always been no drugs, no...
That sounds reasonable. No drugs.
No attitude.
No attitude. All right, I like that. This sounds like a party I would like to attend. No drugs, no attitude.
No attitude, no condoms.
Again, this is all great stuff.
No clothing.
No clothing.
We do allow condoms now if guys want to use them. We have no problem, but 100 guys, 120 guys at the party will find two or three condoms the next morning.
Jesus Christ.
On the floor. That's it.
Well, do you want to see the new equipment?
I mean, after all, if you're looking to get AIDS, putting a condom on is only going to hinder your chances. Oh, I would just feel like the odd man out. You know, like, oh, guys, I'm going to wear a condom, I think. People, I know they would, oh, that's cool, but you know what they're really thinking. Party pooper.
The next morning, on the floor. That's it.
Well, do you want to see the new equipment and stuff we've got?
All right, so we're looking at this guy's backyard, which, of course, is fully fenced in.
We have three portable slings out here in the yard.
I call them my mobile fisting units. If someone needs a foot up their ass and they need the foot up their ass ASAP, we've got these portable slings. You can sit back and gape your hole.
We have three portable slings out here in the yard. The guys love coming out and having sex outdoors. It's really kind of romantic.
I'm not sure what's more romantic. The guy who's leaning back in the sling, strapped in, asshole prolapsed, or the guy who's doing the fisting, pulling out his shit-covered arm. Shit mixed with, industrial, farm animal insemination lubricant. All right, now it appears we're in some sort of basement dungeon.
Well, we actually call that the fuck pew.
There are so many garbage cans, waste baskets, paper towel dispensers full of... I'm looking at in this one scene. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paper towel rolls. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cloth towels.
We actually call that the fuck pew.
I'm sorry, a fuck pew? It's nice that they offer church services. Well, what kind of pew is that again?
Well, we actually call that the fuck pew.
Oh, the fuck pew. Bet you a lot of people involved in these bareback bug-chasing parties find Jesus in the middle of the event. Good to have a fuck pew there. All right, I'm going to save the rest for the Sideshow exclusive portion of the program. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Sideshow Freaks will get 15 to 20 minutes of bonus content today. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This, of course, is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. These are real pieces of internet erotica that have been posted on, Literotica, AdultFanfic.com, the Nifty Archive. They're all over the internet, right? I try to find the worst of the worst. So these stories obviously are aimed at getting you off, but they somehow miss the mark. Today's story, as I teased at the beginning of the show, is all about Abraham Lincoln. Time traveler. What? Let's get into today's story right now.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Tim Hansen reeks of anus.
The year is 1863, where Abraham Lincoln sits in the White House in his favorite chair by himself, looking gloomy as usual. He was trying his best to abolish slavery. He needed more respect, though. And there was also a goddamn war going on. And he needed more respect for that, too. He was tired. 6'4" president. Oh, it sucks to be me now, Abe exclaimed. There's a war going on. People hate me. I've got constipation and my kids hate me. I don't want to be here anymore. My wife just chased me around the White House with a knife in her hand. I hate her, I hate her, I hate her. A lightning storm began brewing, making Abraham Lincoln smile. He loved this kind of stuff. He sighed and relaxed in his chair, thinking about the war. It was making him impatient, but he had a feeling it was coming close to an end. But that's not all he was thinking about. He was thinking about the weirdest thing that ever happened to him in his life. And it happened while he and his wife were having intercourse. Some of that tasty dick, screamed Mary Lincoln before she impaled herself on Lincoln's erect 4-incher.
Oh, Abe, yeah, yeah,
cried Mary Lincoln as she rode his dick. She howled in ecstasy as her hubby's dick penetrated her uterus and rubbed against her cervical, labial, and vaginal walls. Vaginal. Oh, yeah, Mary, he cried out. I'm on the brink. Just then, the door swung open to reveal their shocked, gaping sons, Robert and Tad. Robert's mustache twitched in a strange fashion, while Tad looked in interest to see his mom riding his daddy's dick. Whoa! The 9-year-old exclaimed. That's some crazy shit! I thought you guys were getting attacked! You sure are loud! Get out! Screamed Mary Lincoln, jumping off Abe's dick. How dare you barge in! The door was open, Mom! Get out! Mary Lincoln screamed. But Mom! Get out, you little fuckers! Screamed Mary Lincoln, grabbing a broom. Get the fuck out now! As she walked towards her children, holding the broom in her hand, her gigantic fat tits jiggled like jello, making Tad giggle. Jeez, Mom, said Tad. You could walk with your tits. You shut up, you motherfucker! Screamed Mary Lincoln. She's a little crazy. Taking a swipe at the broom, Tad screamed and ran out of the room. Robert stared at his naked parents in shock before turning around and letting the biggest, juiciest fart anyone could ever hear. Did you just shit yourself? Asked Mary Lincoln. Oh, goddamn, Robert said, whinily, before leaving the room, closing the door behind him. Damn it, cried Mary Lincoln. Looks like Robert has swamp ass. And they finished the night with Mary Lincoln riding his dick and projectile lactating all over the walls in orgasm. Huh. What a night that was. Secretly, Abe enjoyed the moment when his kids barged in on he and his wife fucking. Yeah, it was weird, but it was cool in some weird way. Suddenly, something weirder happened. A dark aura filled the room, and in the center of the aura was a dark purple hole. Whoa. What the hell? Asked Abe. Then he got sucked in.
Oh my god!
Abe screamed ass.
Is that a phrase? I'm screaming ass.
Abe Lincoln screamed ass. He felt himself propel forward into another year. That year was 2014. What the? He was time traveling? How was this happening? Suddenly, he felt himself drop onto some shaggy carpeting.
I don't think the Oval Office has shag carpeting. Are you saying that because Barack Obama is the president? That's racist.
The same carpet in the Oval Office. Abe got up and looked around. He was back in the White House. What? Was he having a dream? He walked over to the desk where the president sat and saw that his name wasn't on the plaque. Instead, it said Barack H. Obama.
Who the hell is that asshole? Asked Abraham Lincoln, looking around.
I sense he's a Democrat, even worse. Suddenly, the doors leading to the Oval Office flew open, and there stood Barack Hussein Obama in all of his glory.
Oh my God, thought Abraham Lincoln. It's Barack Obama, and he's black. I guess maybe I did abolish slavery.
I just thought it was kind of a dick move to have slaves, but I didn't know one of them would become president. I gotta rethink this whole thing. I'm having some reservations now about this whole freeing the slave thing.
All right, whatever. Where are we at here? Obama stopped dead in his tracks when he saw Abraham Lincoln. Holy shit, it's Abe Lincoln, yelled Barack Obama. Holy shit, a black president, yelled Abraham Lincoln. Barack walked over to Abe Lincoln and put his hand on Abe's shoulder. Get your filthy nigger hand off me, Abe said. No, he didn't say that. I've been expecting you, Barack said, grinning. I rigged up a time machine. This was all Barack Obama's doing. I rigged up a time machine so I could bring you to the new century. So Obama is sending Abraham Lincoln through time to help fix modern day issues. This sounds like the start of a bad sci-fi television show. And you know what one I'm talking about.
What am I doing here? Abe inquired.
Well, Barack said, things don't end up so well for you. You get shot in the back of the head. But you're not the only person in history who's been assassinated, and that's why I need your help. You can stop these great people from ever being killed.
Just hold on a second, you son of a bitch. You pulled me from the past before I got assassinated, before my impending doom,
and now you want me to travel throughout time, putting myself
in the shoes of people who are about to be assassinated? I'm constantly going to almost be assassinated.
Yes, exactly, said Barack Obama. Theorizing that world leaders could time travel, Abraham Lincoln stepped into the quantum leap accelerator and vanished. He woke to find himself trapped in the past, facing assassination attempts on people that weren't him, and driven by a future black president to change history for the better. His only guide on this journey is Obama, a reptilian alien who appears in the form of an African-American human that only Lincoln can communicate with. And so, Abraham Lincoln finds himself leaping from assassination attempt to assassination attempt, striving to dodge bullets and machete attacks, and hoping that each time his next leap will be the leap home to his batshit crazy insane wife, who will chase him around the house with a machete. Not to mention the fate that awaits him at that damn theater.
Whoa! Is this parade for me? This is great! Riding around in this roofless motorized carriage?
Johnny, look at that beautiful grassy knoll.
Oh boy. It's weird that Abraham Lincoln seemed to know about John F. Kennedy's assassination, even though it happened way after Abraham's own death. But, you know, Ziggy was probably helping him out. All right, let's get back to this stupid story here. I've been expecting you, said Barack, grinning. I rigged up a time machine so I could bring you to a new century. I actually saved your life. If I didn't make you time travel, you would have been assassinated by John Wilkes Booth in 1865. Abe Lincoln nodded his head. I always thought John was a little bastard, said Abe, nodding. Holy cow, that's intense. Thank you for saving my life. Barack looked up at the tall president and smiled again. There's also another reason I brought you here.
There is?
Asked Abe. Yeah. It's because my wife, Michelle Obama, is being a bitch-ass hoe and is sleeping with John McCain instead of me. That lady be cheating on me, Abe! Abe just stared blankly at him. So how come I'm here then? Obama gave an arrogant swagger and smile, showing all of his teeth. Well, I haven't had sex with a man before. Here we go. So I wanted to try that, said Obama. So he went through, instead of just picking out a random gay dude, getting on Grindr and finding a guy, he went through the trouble of building a time machine so he could fuck Abe Lincoln. All right, I mean, he did free the slaves and all. All right, I haven't had sex with a man before, so I wanted to try it. And with my wife's being a bitch and not noticing me, it'll work out. Abraham looked at him like Barack had just let the biggest fart in history. What? Abe said. Barack Obama gave him a hug. Please, Abe! Oh, and everybody in history knows the gay relationship you had with Speed. Abraham Lincoln almost wanted to scream, but he just kept it to swallowing a big gulp. How did you know that? Because we've got so many history books, Abe, said Barack Obama. Abe was wondering how the hell there could be history books about him being assassinated, abolishing slavery, and all that other junk if he was standing here right now. How is this all happening? Obviously, Abe does not grasp the idea of time travel. All right, he wasn't sure he wanted to even think about it. Barack Obama suddenly kissed him on the cheek. Let's go to my bedroom, A.B. I've got some, cologne for you to try out, and I want to see if you like it. Okay, said Abe. I guess maybe because Abraham Lincoln stinks. People from old-timey times didn't shower, bathe enough. Okay, said Abe Lincoln, falling in love with Barack Obama. Wow, you offer Abe Lincoln cologne, and he's yours. They walked to the president's bedroom, and it was a beautiful place. I'll be right back to get the cologne, said Barack. Oh, and feel free to get naked if you want. I'll just be back in a minute. Barack rushed into the bathroom, leaving Abe Lincoln by himself in the president's bedroom. And the president even asked him to get naked. Boy, oh boy, will he be naked. Jesus Christ, he's like a 12-year-old girl right now. Come on, Abe, man up. I bet you Abe's going to be the bottom in this story. He took off all of his clothes and masturbated to the thought of him and Barack in bed together nude. He got under the cover so he could surprise Barack Obama when he came back. Boy, oh boy, this was going to be awesome. Abraham smiled when he saw Obama come out of the bathroom with some cologne. He still had all his clothes on. Damn, thought Abe. Barack Obama knew right away Abe Lincoln had taken off all of his clothes as his clothes were all over the floor, and it looked like he was masturbating in the bed. Oh boy, Barack Obama thought. This is great. He's following up with my plan.
Obama smiled back. Oh, your clothes are on the floor, said Obama. Not much of a surprise anymore, Abe thought. Shit. Obama put his hand on his belt. I'm horny, Abe. You can come out of those covers, I don't mind. Abraham Lincoln resisted for a moment, but the seductive voice of Barack Obama was turning him on. He slowly pulled the covers down and revealed himself to Barack. Barack Obama looked down at the other president. Abe had very long, hairless, skinny legs, interesting arms, a scrawny chest, thin stomach, and just an average-sized penis. Nothing very special about it. Wow, Obama said. You're just average. Ouch. Abraham felt insulted. He looked at Obama. Obama seemed like he was skinny, too, so why was he mocking him? Let me see what you look like, then, said Abe. All right, slipping off all of his clothes. Obama was now nude. Abraham was shocked beyond belief. Barack was muscular everywhere. He had big, muscular arms with veins, huge barrel chest, an awesome six-pack, huge thighs, muscular legs, and a very well-endowed 23-inch-long cock. What? Holy shit, Abe exclaimed. Obama said, thank you. My wife said I could be a porn star. Better than Ron Jeremy. But I just decided to become the prez since I didn't have anything else to do. Abraham Lincoln just stared. Obama grasped his huge meat in both of his hands. This makes Michelle Obama's pussy squirt like crazy. She's like a big milking machine when it happens. I've given her so many orgasms, Abe. It hurts. Wow. Braggy, braggy. Abraham Lincoln's anticipation had suddenly gone away. Seeing Barack's huge cock was now making him frightened. Jesus fucking Christ! The thing was a goddamn monster! Would it fit? Abraham Lincoln was suddenly very frightened. Will it fit? He asked nervously. Let's find out, Obama exclaimed before climbing on the bed, flipping the other president over and shoving his big cock in Abe's ass. Abraham Lincoln screamed bloody murder. Barack Obama, exclaimed Abe. Your huge meaty cock is ripping my sensitive hemorrhoids. Barack Obama ignored him and kept pounding into the other president. Suddenly, Abe's pain had gone away and it turned into pleasure. This was incredible. He didn't want Barack to stop pounding his ass. This was better than his wife's hot cunt. Hell, this was better than sleeping with Speed. He kept gyrating at his hips, hid back into Obama's cock so they could meet up. It was arousing Obama a lot, too. The tightness of Abe's ass was making him as horny as Casanova and Vlad the Impaler combined. God, this was epic. Yo, Abe, I never felt a much tighter asshole in my entire life. Wow, what a compliment. How many assholes have you penetrated? Oh, lots and lots and lots, said Barack. You won't believe how many prostitutes I've fucked before marrying Michelle. Abraham gasped. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. It made his stomach turn to mush just thinking about it. He elicited a small cough before wriggling his body back and forth a little bit. Are you okay? Asked Barack. Ugh, your dick is just so large. I'm surprised you haven't killed anybody with it. And are you taking steroids? Did they have steroids back then? Jesus! And Jesus Christ, your breath smells like tobacco! I smoke, idiot, said Barack, thrusting repeatedly, thrusting against Lincoln's prostate. Oh, I didn't know people, or presidents, I should say, still did that, said Abe, slightly confused. Barack was close to orgasm, but he was trying to hold back by talking politics with this strange, yet intelligent president. The economy is going to hell right now. Ugh, yeah. Hell, Congress is going to hell right now. Yeah. I'd rather be in your place and time than mine. Oh, don't say such a thing, scolded Abe. Believe me, I've had to go through some tough shit being president. I was president during a fucking war, for fuck's sake. I know that, so am I, said Barack Obama. We're in war with Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm not familiar with those places. Oh, never mind, said Barack. The rest was silence of thrusting, except for a few occasional moans, mostly from Barack, but then... Oh, God, screamed Obama. God damn it, I'm so close. God damn, I'm so close. You asshole, cried Abraham Lincoln. I haven't even been properly stimulated yet. I don't care, said Obama. You had your chance, but don't worry. I'll give you something else later. And then Barack Obama came. And that is where the story ends. There's actually a second chapter
which is its own, you know, complete story as well. But I'll save that for another time, or possibly never. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for June 30th, 2015, brought to you once again by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 10 free gifts with your order just by using promo code FREAK. That's F-R-E-A-K. You type that in at checkout. There's a little promo code box. What do you get? What are those 10 free gifts? Well, a special gift for her. I believe it's like a little toy. Then something for him, and then something you can both enjoy. They'll also throw in 6 full-length adult movies, and the 10th free gift may be the best of all. Free shipping on your entire order. You're not going to get raped on the shipping and handling charges. So again, just use coupon code FREAK at checkout at AdamandEve.com. Keep in mind, Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult products, movies, condoms, lube, toys, S&M gear, costumes, underwear, sexy lingerie. Pick out something you like, get 10 free gifts. Just remember coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K at checkout over there at AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Again, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, now's a great time to sign up because we have an extended episode today. 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow, an exclusive show just for paying members. And we end the week on Friday with another exclusive program. It's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month. You can also opt for quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime memberships and pay even less. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs and exclusive content every week. Okay, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Google had to apologize today. Why, you ask? Because they're racist. Okay, Google's not racist, but their photo app is a little racist. Last month, Google rolled out an updated version of its Photos app that had been divorced from Google Plus, because, you know, no one uses that, and bolstered with a few slight tweaks. In particular, its ability to automatically tag photos and generate albums based on objects it identifies. Now, if you're one of these idiots who's always taking pictures of their lunch or dinner when they're out at a restaurant, Google will recognize, oh my god, that's a plate of food, and it'll tag it as food. So what do you think happened? I mean, this is awful, but I can understand why it happened. So these black people took some selfies of themselves and used the Google Photo app, and it immediately tagged them as gorillas.
That's racist!
I mean, look, there's no racism involved here. The computer is using algorithms and, you know, photo detection and shit. And Google fed in, I'm sure, tons of pictures of gorillas. And, I mean, I'm looking at these selfies that these people took, and they're very bad selfies. This girl has got a fat face. She's making weird open mouth gestures. One could say that she looks a little bit like an animal. The object database not only included wild animals, but also conflated them with humans. Specifically, on Monday, when an African-American man looked in his Google Photos collection and discovered an automatically generated album of him and his black female friend labeled gorillas. The affected user, a computer programmer named Jackie Alcine, took to Twitter to post proof of the Google photo error, which singled out the photos of two people together and no others in a single mislabeled album, along with the question, what kind of sample image data you collected that would result in this, son? Look, I don't know how to talk about this without coming off as racist, but you've got very dark skin. You know who else has dark skin? Gorillas. There's a reason why racist white people always call black people gorillas or monkeys. There's just a reason. I hate to be that person, and I don't think black people look like monkeys or gorillas, but it may be in certain light. I guess there's no way to not be racist. I just have to own it. But I mean, like, in the photos, it's very poor lighting. Everything is blue, like a bluish tint, and so their skin is more like purple. I don't know if this is helping me out or not by describing their skin tone as purple. But, you know, that's just how it is. You know, it looks purplish blue, and then the only thing that's kind of, like, pinkish is their lips. Her lips are kind of, like, jetting out. She's making, you know, she's opening her mouth up, pushing her bottom lip out, and pursing her lips in some of them. Like, I don't know. The computer just made a mistake. Computer's not racist. Alcide received an official response from Google's chief social architect, Yonatan Zunger, within an hour and a half, and it didn't mince words. Holy fuck! G+CA here. I get Google Plus California. I don't know. No, this is not how you determine someone's target market. This is 100% not okay. Zunger requested deeper access to Alcine's account, then promised a fix that would roll out later that evening. On Tuesday, Zunger confirmed via Twitter that the gorilla label had been removed from the app's database. So now, if you take a picture of a gorilla, it's not going to be automatically tagged. Thanks, black people. You've ruined my African safari adventure. Now I gotta spend extra minutes tagging every gorilla photo I took. Alright, the gorilla label had been removed from the app's database. The team still had work to do when the app didn't recognize a human face, and he flatly confirmed that a lot still needs to be done in terms of facial recognition. Remember a couple years ago, I read a story about an HP computer that had some built-in cameras, and it was supposed to use facial recognition and shit, and it did not work with black people. Look, it's a problem with your skin tone. Cameras have always had issues shooting in dark areas. Your face being a dark area, I guess. You know who doesn't have a problem shooting in dark areas, apparently? Police. They rarely miss shooting a dark face. All right, Zunger said that lots still needs to be done in terms of facial recognition. He specifically called out dark-skinned faces. Racist. He even said that the app once had a major bug where people of all races were automatically tagged as dogs. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. A New Zealand real estate agent who mailed poop to a rival agent has been discharged without conviction. What? Grant Campbell Tucker, 58, a director of Net Realty, appeared for sentence in the Auckland District Court on Tuesday after pleading guilty to posting a noxious substance. The recipient of the package, David Beard, the lawyer of Tucker's former employer, Custom Residential, tendered a victim impact statement that detailed the impact on staff. How did this poop affect your staff? And the financial loss he suffered because of the offending. How much money did you lose, really? Judge Claire Ryan said Tucker posted the noxious substance on March 6, 2014, an offense carrying a maximum penalty of a $5,000 fine. The judge said the offending occurred after Tucker fell out with his former employer, John Wills, the director over there at Custom Residential. Tucker left the firm after the company settled a dispute with another agency that reduced his commission on a house sale by 45%. Well, I would be fucking pissed, too. Tucker subsequently took successful action against the rival real estate agent and his former employer. Bad blood arose. Things were said that shouldn't have been. So wait a second. Tucker subsequently took successful action against the rival. So that should have been the end of it. Like, he took him to court. Like, look, I deserve my entire commission. That should have been done. But apparently the bad blood carried over, and that's when he delivered shit to the rival real estate agent. You decided you'd be happy with an apology, but never received it. During the that's according to the judge. Bad blood arose. Things were said that shouldn't have been said. During the employment difficulties, Tucker's relationship with his partner broke down, and police became involved after he was pepper sprayed. Oh, in the middle of all of this, Tucker's sister found a glass jar in his letterbox containing feces with Tucker's name on it. Wait a second. This doesn't make any sense. Tucker's sister found a glass jar in his letterbox containing feces with Tucker's name on it. Tucker photographed the jar and sent it to police. So the shit was sent to Tucker? The police responded with a letter that began, "That is terrible." Police did not take further action, but when Tucker learned he had been trespassed from his former employer's premises, he became convinced they had sent the poo. So he wrapped up the jar in bubble wrap and sent it to the real estate agent's lawyer's office with a note on the letterhead saying it was to be returned to the good people from whence it came. The judge said sending the jar in the mail was fraught with danger if it broke. Now the package is not only offensive but dangerous, with broken glass and a vile smell. Oh, it did break in the post! So, the package was not only offensive but dangerous, with broken glass and, of course, the vile smell. Beard took the parcel to police after he noticed the shit odor. The parcel was opened by police outside the station, and Beard became violently ill and vomited over the balcony of the Auckland Central Police Station, according to the judge. He had tears running down his face and later said Tucker had tried to turn his place of business into a sewer. He was genuinely fearful of what you would do next. That's another quote from the judge. Tucker's lawyer, Ron Mansfield, said the affair had damaged his client's reputation. So we don't know whose shit it is. Tucker's saying, like, look, I got this in the mail with my name on it. I just thought it was from the real estate office, so I sent it back. Apparently the rival firm says that they never sent it. I mean, I don't know. Due to the oddity of the case, the media's interest was beyond that which would be expected for offending of this level, said Mansfield. Judge Ryan said the act was impulsive and stupid, but the consequences of a conviction would outweigh the gravity of the offending. She awarded him a discharge without conviction, contingent on him paying $750 in emotional harm reparation to the lawyer and $750 to charity. So where did the shit jar come from? I don't know. I think it's the rival firm. Someone from the rival firm sent it to Tucker, and Tucker sent it to the lawyer, and it broke, and, you know, that's when all hell broke loose, I guess. I don't know. This story is like a riddle wrapped inside an enigma, placed in a glass jar next to some feces. Someone can read that news story and explain it to me. That would be great. Call into the voicemail line. All right, here we go. Sleep is really important. This is the third and final news story of the day. Just ask Andre Christbearer Johnson, the rapper who chopped off his penis due to a lack of shut-eye last year. Well, exhaustion and a whole lot of drugs, he revealed in an interview with Vlad TV. I don't know what Vlad TV is. PCP and meth and Molly and alcohol. Jesus Christ, what a cocktail. And no sleep. That was the main thing. No sleep, the Wu-Tang-affiliated MC said while describing his state of mind at the time of the incident. Didn't we already do a story about this guy? I guess this is a Distorted View update. Last April, Johnson was at what he referred to as a PCP party. Not quite as glamorous as your standard fuck party, but still, sounds like fun. This all happened in a North Hollywood apartment. Fancy. When he sliced off his penis and jumped off the two-story building after becoming depressed over the fact that three mothers of his children had filed restraining orders against him. Yeah, he was having a bad day. Because you had a bad day, you take
one down, you sing a sad song. I feel bad for Daniel Powder. I have taken it upon myself to give him some work.
This is the second day in a row we have featured Daniel Powder's work. During the bizarre and rambling interview, Johnson admits to cutting off parts of his penis, but denies reports that he was trying to kill himself, calling them a, quote, media misconception of the truth. Another illusion. Dude, you cut your cock off. It's not that much of a stretch to think maybe you wanted to kill yourself. I did cut a lot of my penis off. A healthy chunk of his cock, he said before clarifying that he hadn't cut it all off due to the fact that it's not a myth. The black man do. What? Due to the fact that it's not a myth, the black man do, I'm not really going to go into it too much. We hangin', so I'm still able to work with what I'm able to work with. I think what he's saying here is, as a black man, he has a huge cock. He can spare to lose a few inches. And that's exactly what happened. Probably because he could still get it down, the rapper said he's proud of what he did. Really? Again, this is another example of something you shouldn't be proud of. All right, he's proud of what he did because no one, not even the monks he's read about in books, have done what he did. Have you ever fucking heard of eunuchs? I'm the only man ever did what the fuck I did, and I'm proud of it. Because why? In the annals of history, I don't think you got anybody who ever did it. I might have made the biggest mistake ever in history, but I'm proud of that.
Okay. Shortly after the incident at the North Hollywood apartment, the Wu-Tang Clan moved. He's not a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, right? He's just sort of affiliated with the group. Oh, I'm sorry. I see what they're saying here. The Wu-Tang Clan moved to distance themselves from Johnson. I love that his last name is Johnson. Claiming he was not affiliated with the legendary hip-hop group whatsoever in a since-deleted blog post. So there you go. A little update for you on the rapper who cut his cock off. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
Have you had a bad day?
You know what we haven't had in a while is a good novelty song for one of those, like, weird musical artists who can't sing, like Tiny Tim. Or the guys who sang the Macarena. You know, like, you know, just weird shit like that. I would like to hear a singer that sings like that. You had a bad day. You're down the same day. Like, he just does covers, but he's all whiny and high-pitched. I would like to be that guy. All right, if you haven't called into the voicemail line in a while, 206-666-4463. Give us a call. Say hi to Timmy Boo.
Hello. My name is Kim Workman. I'm with Kersey Mobility down here.
Oh, God damn it!
In Sumner. And I'm trying to get a hold of someone named Timmy, who sent us in a request for...
You know it, the name on there is Timmy Boo, but he doesn't want to say Boo.
A repair, something to do with a wheelchair van. My telephone number...
Repair my wheelchair van.
Good day, Tim. Smithy calling in from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania.
Show.
And I'm a little drunk right now, and I'm making dinner, and it reminded me of what you were saying about how macaroni and cheese at a restaurant is shit.
Yeah.
I can make it in my oven, don't get me wrong, and it's delicious, but... Like I'm doing now, I'm making...
Yeah, you should never order macaroni and cheese at a restaurant. What a waste.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. And you know why? Of course you do. It's the cheesiest.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. And I'm like...
Yeah, I don't even like that shit that you bake in the oven, like the baked macaroni and cheese. Don't care for that. Just give me the Kraft macaroni and cheese spirals. I don't care if the cheese comes in powder form.
Like a chef, because I put a can of tuna fish in it.
Oh,
my goodness, it's so delicious.
Tuna fish with mac and cheese, I cannot get on board with that. You know why I can't get on board with that? Because I like my tuna fish cold. You know, I put a... my idea of eating tuna fish is out of a can, mixed with some mayonnaise, right, on two pieces of bread. That's it. I don't like... Hot tuna fish. You mix tuna fish with macaroni and cheese, it's gonna be hot. I don't like that hot fishy taste.
So you are right.
I do like the idea, and I know a lot of you are gonna think this is gross, but you've gotta try it. I think this is a Canadian thing. I could be wrong. Maybe some of my Canadian listeners could call in. A little macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner, right? You make that, you whip that up. A little side of ketchup, and you dip the macaroni cheese in the ketchup. Or you put the ketchup on top, and you mix it in all together. Oh, it's delicious. It's cheese and ketchup. It's like a hamburger without the meat or bread. I don't know why I felt like I had to explain that to you. You could probably figure that one out for yourself, but sure, I laid it all out for you. Oh, it's delicious. You got to give it a shot. It's good.
Tim, I had been listening to you since you were on Tell Me, and I swear to fucking God, you have been bitching about the quality of the voicemail since fucking Tell Me. Everybody is telling you to upgrade. You are like an old man. You are become what you bitch about. I don't want to change. I'm an old grumpy man. New things scare me.
No, it's not. I would be more than happy to use a different service. I love trying out new things when it comes to software and apps and all that other shit. But I like the phone. Everyone knows the phone number 206-666-4463. I like having that number, and I don't own that phone number. You know, like I'm using a service that was one of the phone numbers that was available. And if I move to a different service, I don't get to keep that. I'd have to come up with a new voicemail line. And I don't like that. Everything seems to be working out now. The service that I'm using is
has been working great.
I'm an old grumpy man.
I went through a couple weeks where it was pretty shitty.
New things scare me. You are just like all the things that you complain about. Your voicemail system sucks.
No, it doesn't. Listen to you. You're coming in crystal clear. Here's the problem. Everyone uses cell phones these days. Cell phone quality still is pretty shitty, and this, you know, you get into a bad area, and that's why it's bad. It's not the voicemail service's fault. It's the fact we're all using shitty phones.
Hi, this message is from Mr. Henson.
God damn it!
And this is Jenny from Loria Medical. When you have a moment, please return my call. The number is 786-409.
I'm stranded because my wheelchair van isn't working. I'm not going to be near a phone for a while.
Oh, hey, Tim. A couple things. First off, Haley's comment, you're a fucking asshole. No one cares about your stupid baby and how you put a diaper on it. Okay? You never sounded like more of a dipshit ever, which is fucking amazing. And second, can you guys stop using these, like, weird, handles? You know, Haley's comment, you're one of these dorks that do this. Florida man, electro baby. I mean,
see, I'm gonna have to respectfully disagree with you here. I like the idea of having handles or username or whatever, because I understand people not wanting to use their full name on the show, or if they just want to use their first name. How fun is it to have 20 people named John call in? You know, it's better for me to have people with unique names.
Come on, what is it? Gynecological exam guy. I mean,
Dr. Barry Bad Touch.
This isn't 2004 with the forum titles, names. You're all gay. And grow up. You're all adults. Use your names.
All right. Well, he is schooling all of you today.
Kimmy Boo, Loyal, Sideshow, Freak, LeBaron in Salem. Calling to reply to my last message. I just heard it. It is June 5th. It's probably July by now.
Jesus Christ, June 5th? That's, oh my God, I'm like a month backed up.
First text. Yes, getting right into it. No, I don't own a fursuit. That's, not all furry sex. Just, put on the fursuit, don the dog head and,
If you're a furry, you should really have a fursuit.
Not,
you know what I mean? Isn't that kind of dumb?
Not always a big production. Actually, it's quite the opposite. Most furry sex is very spur of the moment. Like, let's watch a movie. Oh, I have a boner.
But how is that having furry sex? I don't understand. The whole idea of being a furry is you like having sex in the fursuits. The fursuits turn you on, right?
Very casual stuff, generally. Because we're all gay, horny dudes. Cuddling is a thing, because we're all aspy. I'm going to a bunch of furry conventions. that means I'm interesting, I guess. I'm going to AnthroCon in July.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Maybe you could be the Distorted View correspondent and ask some of the weirder furries you see some questions.
In Pittsburgh. I'm going to a bunch of smaller meets, and I've been.
Do you have like a recording device or a smartphone that can record?
To a bunch of smaller meets, where in the past I haven't been to any meets. I've been very, in the closet about my furriness, I guess. But my roommates are changing that. And in August, I'm going to RMFC in Denver. And you know what's in Denver?
No.
A little bit of the 420. So there will be hot. There will be ugly nerds. High on pot in animal costume.
At the very least, you've got to record some video with your smartphone or something. I would like some good audio, though.
Where I am in August, so I will be sure to.
I don't know how outgoing you are if you're willing to walk up to these people and ask them questions for Distorted
View.
Keep
an open eye and an open iPhone for you.
Yes, thank you.
Also at AnthroCon, because it's the biggest gathering.
Right. Sounds good, LeBaron. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
Here for our standard fuck party.
Spread the distortion. Just your standard fuck party. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content today. Tomorrow, I have an exclusive show just for paying members. If you're non-paying freaks, I urge you to sign up right now. Otherwise, I will see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
It's almost 18 months now, and the siege has got people eating their babies and their small children and each other. You're gonna eat your babies!